is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The U.S. is warning China against any more threatening or risky behavior after sailing a warship too close to an American ship in Taiwan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
I voiced my concern about the irresponsible behavior we've seen with the close intercepts and the coercive behavior that we see in the waterways.
China's defense minister Li Shangfu also spoke through an interpreter.
Attempts to push for NATO-like alliances are a way of kidnapping countries and exaggerating conflicts and confrontations.
Beijing blamed Washington for the miscommunication, but insists Taiwan is its territory. In India, crews have found at least one more survivor this morning, days after a deadly train derailment that's killed about 300 people and injured hundreds more.
Search and rescue teams ramped up their efforts with sniffer dogs and cutting equipment to find and free the living and the dead still trapped in the mangled wreckage.
That's CBS's Remy Innocencio. A broken signal may have caused the crash. If you want to know. Loved ones held a funeral for 14-year-old Cyrus Carmack Belton yesterday in Columbia, South Carolina. The owner of a gas station is now accused of shooting the teen in the back because he thought the boy had stolen some water bottles. YouTube is reversing its election misinformation policy. Here's CBS's Dana Jacobson.
The social media company announced Friday it will no longer remove content that falsely claims widespread fraud, errors, or glitches occurred in the 2020 presidential election or any other past U.S. presidential elections. Under that policy, former President Trump himself was banned from YouTube for nearly 2 years after he claimed, without evidence, that the election was stolen.
A federal judge has overturned Tennessee's controversial drag ban. CBS's Allison Keyes.
The federal judge ruled Friday that a Tennessee law banning drag shows in public or in places where children may see them is unconstitutional. The judge says it violates freedom of speech protections. The Tennessee law was the first in the nation to directly target drag shows.
Meantime, Disney kicked off Gay Days this weekend in Florida as the state pushes more anti-LGBTQ legislation. Gay Days director Chantel Riche.
This is exactly the situation which what created Gay Days. When people tried to say we could not be, we could not gather, we could not be a community. Now is the more important when we have a government that is making decisions trying to say that to us.
Civil rights organizations have warned Florida may not be safe for the queer community, but organizers are still encouraging visitors to attend. This is